Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
To be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Got a lot going on tonight. A lot. I hope you're going to be happy. But anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But don't call in. Don't. It just takes up too much time tonight. And in the second and third hour, we're going to have a panel discussion on the COVID crazies. We'll call it that. How's that? COVID crazies. And I'm sure it'll get me totally shut down on YouTube and other places as well. But I don't care. I don't do this to be liked on YouTube. It's not really what I'm at, all right? So anyhow, like I said, I'll let you know more about who's going to be in the panel. Xander Gibb joins me right after the break with a live from England. See how the Queen is doing. And no, I'm not talking about Xander. I'm talking about the Queen. And by the way, for those of you who are just highly offended, he used to call himself the Queen of all of New York media. So anyway, always a pleasure to have him on. I know you guys enjoy him as well. But you know, we've got some real serious stuff we've got to really deal with here. No joke, seriously. Apparently, this just in, the toilet paper demand has slown as the pandemic hysteria has calmed down. What is that from? I mean, seriously, what possibly could you use toilet paper? There's really only one good use for toilet paper, maybe two. One is to blow your nose, and you know what the other one is for. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, during the pandemic, were there secretions that I didn't know about? Maybe you guys were too embarrassed to tell me. I don't know. Right? Now, retailers have lost more than $800 million from May 2020 to February 2021 in toilet paper sales. Oh, my God, that's terrible. What are we going to do? The great toilet paper crisis of 2020-2021. The resulting loss in sales was due to either retail outlets not carrying the brand the customer preferred, or they were just simply out of stock. Listen, when you got to go, who really cares? I mean, short of sandpaper, who cares what they're giving you to wipe your private parts with? You know what I'm saying? Not only can retailers lose a significant amount of their sales if the products are not on the shelf, but out of stock. And it results in a reduced customer satisfaction. People don't come back to the store. You know, there's only so many times you can go to a store, and they don't have what you need. You start going somewhere else. And I know that to be true. But in the great, paper toilet paper debacle of 20 and 21, I mean, I think all of us were just going from store to store to store. Remember, you could buy those small rolls, the foursome small rolls, and only one to a customer. Doesn't matter, you had 11 people in your house, just one to a customer. Darrell goes on to say that our research shows that you're a bunch of putzes. No, I'm just kidding. It should. Our research shows that, I'm sorry, it's a toilet paper story. What do I want you to do? The 30% of shoppers will visit new stores when they can't find what they are looking for in the store. 70% of shoppers will buy a different brand when a product they're seeking is out of stock. You know, it's funny, when we used to do website design with the company I owned, it's one of the things I used to tell them is when they show up on your website, if they don't really know what you're selling and they don't know what's going on, they don't get what it's all about within a relatively short period of time, they're gone. And the chances, and if they have trouble maneuvering the site, the chances of them coming back are almost nil and none. You really have to poke and prod them to get them back there. In 2020, demand for toilet paper doubled in March. Sales remained high throughout most of the year. Doubled. Get it? Doubled. What were you... Was there something... Again, did I miss the memo? Did the pandemic make you go to the bathroom twice as much? I don't know. Americans spent... You ready? How do we know this? Americans spend over $9 billion on toilet paper a year. Last year, Americans spent around $11 billion. Now, in January, sales dropped 4%. Oh, my God, the toilet paper people are going crazy. Maybe they're buying more of those, what are they called, those bidets or whatever they're called? The ones that kind of wash you? And I don't need any descriptions here, but that one I don't get. Don't you have to wipe yourself and dry yourself off afterward? You know, I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't get it all. I'm not the genius in the room. Oh, God bless. You know, I see it here too. When we go into some of the stores in California, you're seeing more and more where they're not. They're not restocking the shelves like these. You remember, some of these things used to be four or five rows deep, right? You go buy your mayonnaise or your toilet paper, whatever it is. You put the one at the front, and, you know, it's four or five more deep. Now they're only like two deep or three deep. Now, I don't know if that's because they want to keep less on the shelves. They don't have as much money to buy. I don't know, but they're making a mint. How many of you have been to the grocery store lately? And, you know, the checker says, you know, it's $81.50. Go, wait a minute, all I got was a dozen eggs and 2 gallons of milk. I mean, seriously? And they don't giggle about it, really. I got to give them credit. The cashiers, you look at them and go, really? Go, yeah, gone up quite a bit since all this happened.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture. called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Reach at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying televisions.
I think it's that's all people respond to anymore. It's on the boob. Yo, they had it right in the 70s when they were calling it the boob tube. Joe Messina, your host, to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, later on in the second and third hour, we're actually doing 2 solid hours of the COVID crisis, where I've got a couple of doctors that have come on, a couple of commentators, and we're going to talk and discuss about the real numbers, really what's happening, and you take it from there. We're going to give you the information. What was that very famous person used to say? You know, we give you the info, you decide, all right? So you decide, although I'm sure Facebook and Twitter and the rest of them won't give you that kind of latitude. Let me bring them on, though. Here's somebody always full of information, and we're going to find out how the Queen is doing there from jolly old England. Not very jolly right now because of what's going on there. Xander Gibb joins me from London, England. That's right.
Thank you so much for having me.
I don't do it as good as you do, but...
No, not at all.
You know who my favorite character is in England? The guy that I love the most...
Piers Morgan?
Yeah. The one in Parliament. The one with the big wig on that sits in the middle. He always looks like his face is like melting off, and he's always...
Oh, you mean like the Speaker of the House?
Basically, yeah. I mean, yeah. Really. He looks like if he says anything, everybody will jump. Do you know what I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I was walking around Parliament once, and he's going, order, order. I'm like, I'll have a steak and a Diet Coke. He's like, no, not that kind of order, Xander.
You know? But I, look, I love the Parliament there. I like the way they... They snipe at each other. I think that's great. And they're pretty cutthroat there too at times. I just love it. The Taiwanese are good at that though. They throw chairs at each other. I think that's great.
Wow.
So
I know someone throws a chair at Boris. Maybe they'll knock a bit of sense into him.
Or knock that wig of his off. One of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how's the Queen doing? Have you been over?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? Oh, you mean Elizabeth? Apparently she's in mourning because her husband and her third cousin died. No, not two deaths, just the one, because her husband was her third cousin. I'm not really a royalist, but I think, you know, every human life is important.
Sure.
And I think that his life should be celebrated just the same as anyone else's who would have passed. The media has been very kind of one-sided, as you would expect.
Yeah.
They're talking about all the good stuff, which I guess you should do when someone has died. But I think he's provided with us with a very comedic collection of commentary over the years with some of the things that he said. But I think a lot of it was that he was just old school and didn't put up with any crap.
PC was not in his repertoire, was it?
Definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, I never felt offended by him. I mean, some of his things were a little bit risque and a little bit racist. But again, we've talked before about sometimes people use language which is considered racist, but not actually meant in that way. And although they should obviously try and not do that, I don't think there was any malice in his commentary.
No, I agree with you. I think sometimes we grow up with terminologies that, we don't see as racist or even negative.
No.
As a matter of fact, some of the people you grow up around don't see it, even though it's their culture, as racist or negative. And it's always that little, 16 or 17-year-old little white girl from high school is crying in the corner because you called somebody something that they think offends the other person. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, some people are so easily offended for others. I mean, even in our own groups, our own kind of like denominations, et cetera, other people are sometimes more offended than us, with regards to words and commentary. But I remember when I was a kid, my grandfather used to say, sticks and stones, Xander, and I'd be like, what? He'd be like, sticks and stones may break your bones, but names can never hurt you. And I think some people need to be aware of that nowadays, really.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it really is. It's interesting, and you're right. We grew up with that term. I grew up with that term. And, my uncle used to always say to me, being Italian, you'd have some of the hardcore white kids, what we used to call the WASPs, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, they'd be making fun of you. And, I used to get fights, and my uncle would say, what are you going to beat up? You're going to beat up all the idiots for real? Take it from where it's coming from. Take it from the source and blow it off.
But I think it's about, it always has to be about intent, intent. And you and I have a good friendship. We've been friends for a long time. And there are things that I would accept from you that I wouldn't other people. And I'm sure vice versa.
Yeah.
But it's like we've had to be so politically correct nowadays because, we're afraid of offending people. And I'm bored with that. It's not that I actually want to offend someone. I just think people are so easily offended now. I'm offended that you're not offended.
No kidding, right? I'm upset that doesn't bother you. I mean, seriously, that's what you hear all the time.
Exactly.
I'm done with it. It's just so crazy. And, look at what's happening here in the U.S. where we're doing away with, traditional values. We're doing away with they're talking about now no police, no more policing, no more incarceration. Rashida Tlaib, that loving person. The one that loves this country so much. My God, I can't even imagine living in the same neighborhood with her.
Wow.
But, you know, she's calling to do away, for all intents and purposes, to do. Now, they never have a solution. They always have a knee-jerk solution to the problem at hand for the moment. All right? And when you look at the shooting that took place yesterday, if you're being honest with yourself, if you're not trying to just stir up a riot, but if you're actually being honest with yourself, that was an accident. All right? That woman, the police officer, she grabbed the wrong weapon. And look, I'm not going to think for her. Maybe she required more training. I don't know. I didn't work with her.
No.
But to turn this into a racist issue is wrong, dead wrong. You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely agree. And, you know, I always say I'm very supportive of the police. There are some bad eggs amongst them, like there are in any industry. But I always say that if you have to make split-second decisions every day of your working life, you're going to get it wrong occasionally. I'm not saying that's an excuse. It's more kind of background, really. Because
yeah.
I don't envy that job, and they do keep us safe. I mean, all this ideology about sending in a social worker, is a social worker going to be able to talk down some crackhead with a gun that's going to shoot your family? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, what's really funny is, you know, again, when you look at these couple things, when you look at these issues and incidents, all right, you know, every one of them, somebody is resisting in some way, shape, manner, form, running away. I mean, it's kind of like even I've been listening. I went out of my way yesterday to listen to the black commentators, a lot of them, to see how they were going down with this. And even the most liberal of commentators kept saying, "Stop fighting, stop running away."
Right.
Okay,
right.
You know, and that kind of stuff. So we're seeing it more and more. And now, you know, if you look at some of these cities that this is going down in, I always do this, don't I? Got to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host.
God bless.
Always I get talking. I'm Italian. What do you want from me? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Seriously, be back more with Sandra Gibb.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A CDC advisory committee declined to make any new recommendations on the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine after meeting on Wednesday, instead saying that it would look at more data surrounding 6 cases of blood clots in people who had received the shot. 6 women developed the clots 6 to 13 days after receiving the vaccination. 1 woman died and 3 more remained hospitalized. The panel said it recommended continuing the nationwide pause of the use of the shot until more data can be reviewed. and the former Minnesota police officer charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of Dante Wright, has posted bond. Former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter was arrested Wednesday morning, posting a $100,000 bond. She's scheduled for her first court appearance on Thursday. Wright was shot during a traffic stop on Sunday. During a struggle with officers, Potter shot Wright, believing she had drawn her taser instead of her firearm. The shooting has sparked 3 nights of protests and clashes with police and National Guard troops in the Minneapolis suburb. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Give me that power. You've got it, Captain.
I need that view screen.
On screen.
On screen.
Let's do it.
Do it. Make it so.
Engage.
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 Jump into your host, Mr. Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855 732-5563. Quick commercial here. It's really not a commercial. Look at, I told you that Mike Lindell, I mean, here's a guy that we all need to support in any way, shape, manner, or form, because he's supporting us. He's working with some of the smaller, commentators or what have you to help them bring in a few dollars here and there. So if you're in the market for a pillow, for a sheet, for blankets, for whatever, even slippers, I didn't know. I mean, they had all kinds of stuff there. They got stuff for your kid, pillows for your kids. And some of them, they got cool pillows for your kids with Bible scripture on them. So you want to head over there and check it out. Seriously, we should be supporting each other. We should be helping each other make it so that we can get the message out. Otherwise, they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So if you head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and check out, if you type in Joe, you know, what do they call that, the keyword or whatever it is, it's Joe, you'll get some more money off. See, you'll get value. You get value for listening. You get value for using my name, because I ain't just any Joe. I think that's my new tag phrase for the show. Zandy Gibb joins us, as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his time with us. He's over in England right now. And how you doing, Xander?
I am doing good. And as an addendum to that, I'd just like to say, for the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You get no money for that, by the way. I found that out. No matter how many times I say it, they don't give me a
Hey, I support that guy because he's a patriot and he supports my country. So anything I can do to keep him going after all these people have done to him on the left. You see how diplomatic I was there.
I like that.
I will do it.
You did that well. I appreciate that very much, too.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Oh, God. So, you know, and again, I am very, you and I talked about this during the break. I'm really concerned about the fact that the left right now are so out of control. The only, you know, they want to see bloodshed. They want to see these riots in the street. Everything is an affront or an assault on the black and or Hispanic community is what they're spinning.
Right.
So, you know, I got to sit here and think to myself, if they get the bloodshed that they're looking for, they will go into martial law, they will take the place over, and that's it. We're done.
Right.
What's your thought?
But I think it's happening here, too, as well. And they're trying to, I have to say, as a very quick addendum, that I appreciate that there is still racism in the world, and some people are experiencing that.
Sure.
But to suggest that it's institutionalized racism, that we're all racist, that we're all following this agenda, is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And whilst I'm sure it's still bad for some black people out there, I can't subscribe to the ideology that it's everywhere and everything, because everything is racist now. You know, if you are in a car accident and you hit a black person's car, you're racist. That's how ridiculous it has become. And where we actually leave ourselves with that, it's like the boy who cried racist, you know. Yeah. So when real racism occurs, it's decried because everything is racist. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Out of control, because you and I have been talking about this for years. This is nothing new for you and I. When I would say that, look, they throw the word racist around. My wife gets mad at me when I do this, but they throw the word racist around like a $5 hooker during Fleet Week in San Diego.
But enough about the VP, Joe.
Oh. But
boom. Yeah, for sure. Actually, it's changed. It's Sandy Gibb, but I don't give a crap, though.
There you go. That's even better. But you see what I'm saying here. I mean, the bottom line with it is they've watered down, they've discounted the value of that word so much where, you know, 10 years ago, you and I would have said, oh, my God, am I coming off as a racist? Nowadays, you just go, yeah, okay, whatever. Some left-wing loon is doing it again. That's really the way we look at it now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, an incident happened here recently. There was a soccer game. It was against some European team, and I'm the last person to talk about soccer, but there was a foul or something happened, and this guy leaned in and whispered to a black player. He said, you know, you're a monkey. And obviously, that wasn't just said as if to say, you know, you're a naughty boy. It was a racist comment. And I'm all for things like that being jumped upon, right. but it's the things that are not racist that people, you know, it really hurts my heart when I see people, even people have said things to me, oh, you must be racist if you think that. You see, that's all about control. That's about the liberalization of the planet. I don't have a racist bone in my body. I don't care what color you are. If you're a good person, you're a good person, and if you're not, you're not. And that has nothing to do with the color of your skin.
Amen.
That's about the content of your heart.
Yep. No, you're 100% right on. Can't even argue that point. I mean, seriously. And you look at this and you say, look, can we just start looking at people and understanding where they're coming from? Yeah, I've told you before, there are old people around me that I've had conversations with. They're in their 80s, and there's certain terminologies that were used in their day. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to beat the crap out of them for using certain terms that are not acceptable today?
Of course. Of course.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I do think that we do want things to change. I think people do need to think a bit more about their terminology. But do we have to label everything? You know, I know there's a bar in New York where my sister works. You know, I'm not going to give any free adverts. But the bar is pretty mixed. If I walk in there, you can guarantee that all of the black people I know will call me the M-word. And they'll say that as a friendly greeting. But what does Whitey Zanny G say back to that? You know what I mean? Yo!
You can't say anything, because anything you say would be considered, you know, racist or, I guess you could be homophobic, so I hear.
Apparently I am. I mean, if you believe what you read. I don't read my bed press anymore, do you? I do what I do, and I know that the place I'm coming from is that I want to make the world a better place, and I want to make a difference. So I just keep leaning on that, because there are people that will want to twist your commentary and your terminology. But if you know who you are, then you don't let them do that.
Oh, true. But you know what? I just don't care anymore, because it doesn't matter what I say or what I'm going to do or what my intention is. They don't care. So if they don't care, they're only looking to hurt me. This is where I totally disagree with some of my commentator friends, okay? And even some of my colleagues in the Republican Party or the, you know, electoral world, if you would. You got to start doing what Trump did. Don't let them get away with it. Don't smile and smirk and go, yeah, okay, whatever. No, hit them back right away. You guys are doing such a great job that we're already at the border, we're already seeing an influx of disease. We're seeing an influx of people that are sick, and yet we're allowing our veterans to sleep in the street. So apparently you don't care about the veterans. You only care, you know, about the illegals that are coming over, right? You know, you care so much about what's going on in the street that the violence is taking place. I haven't seen BLM or any of them in Chicago at all in the last 4 years.
No.
Throw it right back at them, right?
No, because, you know, the thing about Black Lives Matter, it should actually be called Black Lives Matter only when killed by Whitey, because there's no commentary about black-on-black crime or black people that kill black people only when a white person or a police officer is involved. I'm going to say it, Joe, because from my perspective, that's the way it is. I will stand up every day to fight for everybody, regardless of the color of your skin. But when you're ignoring a basic fact, like in Chicago, every weekend, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people are being killed, and it's black-on-black crime, where is BLM when that is happening?
Listen, I'm with you. Where is, you know, San Diego, California, has a large Hispanic, very large Hispanic population, large black population, okay?
Yeah.
And recently, I don't know if you read about this there, but the teachers there had decided that they were going to go in and do in-person teaching of illegals that came over the border and are at those, holding cells or whatever they're called, right?
Right.
So here's kids, they do not know whether they've been vaccinated or not, who they are, where they come from, what diseases they're carrying, and yet they will not will not teach the U.S. citizens. Where is BLM screaming about that? Why aren't they down there saying, before you walk into those cages, before you walk into those holding facilities, you teach our kids. You get our kids up and running.
But I will go even one further than that.
No, you
with
won't.
You, Joe.
You're going to hold that. If we have to go for commercial.
Okay, capitalism.
Capitalism. Capitalism reigns at The Real Side. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Seriously. He's got a lot more to say. I'm going to love him.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried about.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Yeah, we are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. Here's a guy I would do a late-night show with any time. I think we'd have a lot of fun together. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me, or from time to time. And Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. The pleasure is all yours.
Boom, boom, shh, thank you, everyone.
The old ones are the best, aren't you?
They are. You could not do, and I think it would still fly, but you could not do a Tonight Show, a true classic Tonight Show today, could you? With some of the stuff that they said and did.
No, because as a comedian, I am very restricted, not just on social media, but... Like, if I do stuff in person, I have to really think about what I say. And the whole thing about comedy is that it's all supposed to be off the cuff, because I don't write routines. Right. You know, I know kind of what I want to talk about, but I have to restrict myself because I don't want anybody to be offended. But what I would rather is if you're easily offended, don't come to my stand-up shows.
I'm with you.
It's that simple.
Oh, you know who you're getting. You know who you're getting involved with when you go to somebody's shows.
Right.
You know it's going to be.
Yeah.
Look at, is it Jeff Dunham, the ventriloquist, right?
Yeah.
You've got Ahmed, the the dead terrorist. And and he still packs them in. I mean, people want to see this stuff. This is funny stuff. Seriously. And I don't know. What we've done to these young people today is a sin.
Oh, you know. Totally. For me, as a comedian, nothing should be, you know, off the board. You know, they say that everything is acceptable, but it's about timing and it's about making the content such that you actually do it in a way that involves everybody. You know, that everyone can kind of like associate with. But you can't do that anymore, because if you do, you're racist, sexist, homophobic, you know, you're basically Joe Messina.
Oof. You're so right.
Oof. Do you feel that, dude?
Just ask my haters. You're so right.
Yeah. For sure.
No, really. I love it when, you know, I'm on the school board here locally, and I love when they come out against me and they start talking about what a racist I am, how homophobic I am, how bigoted I am, and I'm going, really? Where are you getting? Can you give me an example? And none of them can. They can't give me an example of anything. I mean, something.
Can I come to your school board with you next time I'm in town?
Well, then I'd be.
And we'll take your grandchildren too. Let's do that, seriously.
Oh, next time you're in town, yeah, we'll have a field day. We'll have I think that'd be a lot of fun, you know. And I'll have some of my. Oh God, we could have a field day with that. Seriously. Matter of fact, if I run again and I get elected again, we'll fly you in just for the ceremony. How do you like that?
Yeah, wouldn't that be a kick in the rubber parts for them?
You know, they've got to have something to hate on. They have, you know, you look at the pictures of some of these, you know, hardcore lefties, and do you ever see a picture where it's a genuine, not a smile for the camera, but a genuine deep happiness there?
No. Because there is this, like, this deep-seated bitterness, isn't there?
Yeah. Like, you've got something better than them, or it's kind of like they're looking at you as if you're snubbing your nose at them, and all you're doing is trying to figure out why they're so upset.
But it's so non-commonsensical, if that's even a phrase. You know, like, when I think the reason I never fitted in as a Democrat was because I had common sense. Because, you know, like, these ideologies like, oh, you can't say that, that person is black. You can't say that, that person is gay. You can't say that, that person is an illegal. Why can't I say that if it's true? The truth is not offensive. The truth is the truth is the truth.
My buddy Evan Sayet says, the minute you start thinking, you stop being a Democrat. That's his mantra.
Did I just hear a name drop there, Joe?
Yes. But this is the stuff that, like, okay, a theology professor at Macon, Georgia, he's defending a prayer where he is asking God, I'm sorry, where she is asking God, I can't tell anymore with the, you know, way they write these things.
Yeah, of course.
To help her hate white people. Now, I'm not a scholar, if you would, but, you know, I do go looking for these things, and I can't find a prayer where God says, you know, pray to me to help you hate people, all right?
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I always, I've read over and over and over again, right? Pray for your enemies, love your enemies, love those who hate you, right? I mean, that's what I read. Am I missing something here?
No, and I think they want to bastardize the Bible like they have done with everything else, and that kind of worries me. You know, they treat the Bible like they do the Constitution. They want to take little bits from it and kind of, you know, use them to their own ends. But I think surely the whole message of the Bible, you know, the reason Jesus came to earth was to show us love, you know, that the biggest thing he did to do that was, you know, giving up his life for our sin to say, I love you.
Well, apparently, you know, I mean, he doesn't love white people and, you know, I mean, people that believe in conservatism and, you know, it's funny how the left
really
puts a caveat on everything, don't they? Like, And, and a descriptor on everything. You're a gay American. You're an African American American. Everything has to have some kind of descriptor to it or caveat to it. Like, no. How about American? How about that?
A gay American conservative.
Oh, yeah. Well, no.
Fabulous guy.
Could they say all those words at one time? I mean, they probably couldn't do that, could they?
They probably couldn't spell them, but they could say them. You see, it really makes me sad because, you know, my ideology has always been, you know, since the inception of my show, and all of my work as a commentator is the ideology that what will save America is the left and the right uniting. But it saddens me to say that right now I don't see that ever happening. And that really does make me sad because the thing that should bind us together in America is the fact that we are Americans.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? The thing that makes a big difference between us and them, too, is the fact that once you take your citizen test, right, and you know, you love this country, you take the citizen test and you become an American citizen, even us racist, bigoted, homophobic idiots on the right would say you're an American. You don't have to be. If you love this country enough to come here, assimilate, not give up your. This is the thing that I think they get really confused on. And I know you agree with me. We don't ask you to give up your culture.
No, of course not.
My family came over here. They're all proud. They all have proud Italian heritage, but they're Americans. Ask them.
Right.
You know?
For sure.
But that seems to be some kind of mortal sin with these people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think the left have this ideology that conservatives hate immigrants. We don't even hate illegal immigrants, but, you know, the difference is the word, you know, illegal.
Yeah.
But they can't seem to grasp that.
No, they can't. Because you're just a hater. See, when you start off believing someone's a hater, when you start off believing somebody's irredeemable or a deplorable, as one said, there is no hope for that person. You already have the mindset that they can't be saved, don't you?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love nothing more than proving people wrong. You know, I have people on my show from all walks of life, gay, straight, black, white, conservative, Democrat, you name it. And I always treat them with respect. I always give them the opportunity to have their say. And they go away and I change their perspective. And I think we should all kind of be looking to do that. Because ultimately there is this power in what they have built up in who they purport conservatives to be. And we're not like that.
No, they're actually a lot of what they accuse us of doing, they're actively involved in.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that's it, isn't it? You accuse the other side of what you're doing. It's called deflection.
Yes. Yep. We learned that. We learned that in parenting class, you know. But anyhow, no, it's really interesting to watch. Like I said, this one here, when I first saw this headline, I said, okay, that's got to be kind of a play on words. Something's going on there. But man, she writes the prayer out for others.
Well,
and she goes on to say, Lord, if you can't make me hate them, at least spare me from their perennial gaslighting, white mansplaining, and white woman tears. Lord, if it be your will, harden my heart. Stop me from striving to see the best in people. Stop me from being hopeful what white people can do and do better. Let me imagine them instead as white hooded robes standing in front of the burning crosses. Let me see them as hopeless. She goes on and on, and she should end it with, and hail Satan. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
There's nothing in this prayer that has to do with the creator of the universe.
Nothing of God, nothing of equality, nothing of redemption.
Nope.
But there are people that, you know, Jesus said that there will be those that will come along to blind our eyes.
Yep.
And clearly, this is a part of that.
Mr. Gibb, tell people where to find you.
You can find me at ZandraGibb.com, and as from next month, you'll be able to find me on The Xander Gibb Show.
Oh, about time.
Sure. Yes.
Don't be seeing your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. I told you, 2 solid hours of the COVID craziness. We'll be back in a little bit.